Good morning, or no, it's afternoon. I'm sorry, I've got the time wrong. Got a time to chat?
Yeah, sure.
It's been an unusual year for you. I mean, I suppose every year is different, but things have been changed around the last year in terms of training in your life in many ways. And I wonder how if that's changed anything in the way you're looking at this year, this race.
This year, I feel a new beginning. As panic begins a new life, I'm beginning a new race. I feel tremendously full of gratitude. This morning I felt this incredible, blissful feeling, and I felt like it was coming from my soul. I can't explain it, and I feel I've never felt so happy at the start of a race. Ever, ever, ever. I felt...
Those are big words, because Hishnu, when he introduced you, 15-time runner of the race and so on, that's a lot of comparison.
It is, and all I can say is I believe and feel it's because, like I said, in August we had something very traumatic happen for us, for me and for Pranika and all our family, and all I could feel at the start of this race and this last few days was new life, new start, new race, new everything, a new approach, and to always remember how precious life is, and to remember that Guru is with us. He's right there, and that's why I feel I think this race is going to be the most special race I've ever had in my entire running career.
Well, the newness, it's a newness in terms of feeling, in terms of consciousness. Is there anything new in terms of technique or approach or physical things?
I have a new place where my tent is. I have a new place where my helping aid is, my belongings on the camping area. I have two new helpers that have never helped me before. Everything is new. Everything is fresh. It's new, a new approach. And like I said, it's like even a new fresh feeling of gratitude. It's like newness, and as we're running, there is Pranika Nishtha.
There she is right there.
And maybe you can even ask her how she feels, because all I can tell you is I'm dedicating this race to beloved Guru and to Pranika.
Thank you. Good circumstances. The young lady, I'm out of breath. She said she's dedicating this race to you.
I just found that out. She left me a letter, actually, and said, don't open this till tomorrow morning. And I just opened it, and I have been asking Guru why I had this experience. I didn't feel afraid. I didn't feel I was in danger, but it's been a very life-challenging experience. And I heard Guru say, because of Dipali's letter, all of a sudden I finally heard Guru say, you stayed in this world to please me. I wanted to prove to the world that I could do something. And
that's about as big as it gets.
and it's funny, because in the hospital I did have an experience with Guru's transcendental. All of a sudden it was crying, and Guru said, I'm so sorry I've made you suffer so much. And I was like, I'm not suffering, Guru. And then I realized, oh my God, Guru, you are. And that's really painful for me. But she said that she was with me the whole time in the hospital.
Dipali was,
Nishtha,
yeah.
Nishtha and Dipali
were
with me.
Who's standing right over there.
And Dipali gave up her running career and missed the 47, which she wins every year, or almost wins, and has run for 20 plus years, and she stayed with me for a whole month in the hospital, and she helped Guru bring me back to life. And I'm so grateful.
Pranika, thank you. Thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you.